sports news. Damien O'Mara, good morning.
Gavin, good morning to you. It's soccer to start, where Chelsea have given their hopes of qualifying for next season's Champions League a boost following a narrow 1-0 win over the already relegated Norwich City last night. Olivier Giroud scored the game's only goal in first half stoppage time. Chelsea sit third in the table this morning with 63 points. They're 4 points clear of Leicester City and Manchester United, both back on 59. Chelsea do have one game more played this season. Their manager is Frank Lampard.
That was okay. Listen, I shouldn't maybe joke, because at this stage of the season, as we've seen in the last 48 hours, results are critical, and we didn't concede any chances of big note for them to let them score a goal. We created a few ourselves. We get our one goal. Maybe could do more. We can be a bit better with our quality. You know, it was okay, and professional would be probably a word. I want more, but that can wait. I think where we are at the moment as a team, and the position we're at in the table, 3 points is everything tonight. We can sort of sit down and watch the other teams play this week now, and have the FA Cup as our focus for this weekend. But there's obviously still work to do.
Four games take place in the English Premier League tonight. The champions Liverpool are away to Arsenal at 8:15. Second place Manchester City host Bournemouth at 6 o'clock. Much of yesterday's managerial press conferences ahead of tonight's games were dominated by Manchester City's successful appeal against UEFA's ruling that they had breached financial guidelines. The Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp described the situation as not being a good day for football. The Spurs manager Jose Mourinho labelled the process as a disgrace, saying that financial fair play was now a circus. In contrast, and probably understandably, the Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola has launched an impassioned defence of the club's financial dealings. He's also criticised the 8 Premier League clubs who had lobbied the Court of Arbitration for Sport to uphold their initial penalty. We'll hear from Guardiola at 8:30. There was also a remarkable result in the English Championship last night, with Wigan Athletic beating Hull City by 8-0. Wigan led by 7-0 at half time. It's the largest winning margin they've recorded in the history of the club. They're managed by the former Sligo Rovers manager Paul Cook, and as a lot of people might know, Wigan recently went into administration shortly after its ownership was transferred between companies controlled by their majority shareholder. Funds which were expected to be invested in the club were subsequently withheld. Most of the club's staff have been made redundant. Players and management are receiving 20% of their wages at most. And a supporters fund aimed at saving the club has raised nearly €160,000. They're facing a 12-point deduction at the end of the current season. Last night's result leaves them 12 points above the relegation zone with 2 games left to play. West Brom missed out on replacing Leeds on top of the Championship table after they drew nil-all with Fulham. In rugby, it's reported this morning that CVC, the private equity firm which is in talks to purchase a minority stake in the Six Nations, has sought to insert a clause in the deal which would allow them to withhold funding if the tournament schedule is affected by a second wave of COVID-19. The Financial Times are reporting that the firm are willing to maintain their €330 million investment, but want protection should fixtures be impacted or unions affected financially. The Irish Times, in contrast, is reporting that the offer has been reduced to €165 million. 4 matches from the 2020 Championship were postponed as a result of COVID-19. The Six Nations confirmed last week that exclusive talks with CVC are ongoing. The deal is seen as a much needed financial boost for the participating nations. As reported yesterday morning, the GAA have confirmed that dressing rooms and club gyms will remain closed beyond their initial planned return date next Monday. The association has also published updated guidelines on their website for clubs who encounter positive COVID-19 cases. Tiger Woods has backed the decision to postpone this year's Ryder Cup until 2021, saying the event would not be the same without fans. Woods returns to action for the first time in 5 months at the Memorial Tournament this week. He's won the event a record 5 times, the last in 2012. Organisers of the Laytown races yesterday confirmed that this year's scheduled meeting will now not take place in September. While action at home today is in Downpatrick from 1 o'clock, there's also a card in Killarney which is underway at 4:25. More sport on the way after 8:30, and updates available as always on the RTE News Now app and also on the RTE Sport website.